Tenelka stepped around behind the console, and her heart fell when she saw the display. One of the screens showed a close-up image of a Sharmak transport gliding through a starry drift of space. With a line of scorch holes angling up her stern quarter, a pair of jagged rings where the cannon turrets used to be, and a hull crumple behind her main hatch, the vessel had clearly seen some savage close-quarters combat. A dot of white light appeared against the flight deck viewport and began to blink on and off in the staccato rhythm of the Hapen military's flash code.
"Any sign they were boarded?" Tenelka asked.
"None reported," Trista replied.
"There wouldn't be," Hans said. "Sharmak airlocks are a standard two-stage touchpad, right?"
Tenelka considered the hull crumple behind the hatch, and realizing that it looked more like a collision damage than a missile strike, saw what Han was saying.
"You're suggesting the Sith use the Force to open the airlock?"
She glanced at the identification strip at the bottom of the display, and saw that the image was coming to them from the battle cam of Vogue Leader.
"I must agree. Trista, instruct Vogue Leader to open fire on Sharmak 718's ion drives immediately."
Tenelka felt the Force shudder with the shock of her companions, but the precision of the command left no opportunity to question its wisdom. Han gave her a quick, tight-lipped nod, and Trista spoke into her throat mic, relaying the order. The Solasars merely exchanged a wide-eyed glance, no doubt checking with each other to see if either thought Tenel might be overreacting.
"But what if there are still Academy students aboard?"
Alana objected.
"They could be killed."
"That's why Vogue Leader is targeting the ion drives."
Han took Alana by the shoulders and pulled her close.
"If that Sharmak is being flown by Sith, no way can we let her get near the flagship. So we're going to disable her and send a boarding party to take control."
He looked back to Tenel Ka.
"Right, Your Majesty?"
"Correct."
Tenel Ka smiled a silent thanks to Han, then checked the tactical display to find the battle dragon closest to the transport.
"Trista, have DeForest execute a tractor beam capture of Sharmak 718 as soon as the engines have been disabled. Then send a boarding company to retake..."
"If I may, Your Majesty,"
Cam said, interrupting as politely as possible.
"Given the Sith involvement, it might be wise for me to take some Jedi along."
"Excellent point, Master Solasar,"
Tenelka said, feeling a pang of regret that she could not join the Jedi Knights going to fight the Sith.
"Trista, informed the DeForos that Master Solasar will be joining the boarding company as its commander, and suggest to the Lady Commander that she send her best assault team on this mission."
As Tenelka spoke, she kept one eye on the tactical display, watching as Vogue Leader and her wingmate came in for their attack run. Rather than dropping back behind the target and risking an engine detonation by firing directly up the thrust nozzles, the Mytils were swinging in from the flank. For a moment, as the Sharmak continued toward the Dragon Queen II without altering her vector, Tenelka began to think Han might be wrong, that perhaps 718 had merely lost her Hapen crew and was now being piloted by some terrified Jedi apprentice.
But half a second before the Mytils opened fire, the transport's designator symbol jerked left as the pilot took evasive action. The first Mytil symbol flashed white as the starfighter opened fire, then shot past without a hit. The wingmate opened fire in the next heartbeat, and the Sharmak's color changed to yellow, for damaged. Sighing in relief, Tenelka switched her attention to the visual display and saw only whirling stars as Vogue Leader wheeled back around toward the target.
"Report," Tenelka ordered. "Did they disable the engines?"
"Patience, Majesty," Trista said. "They need time to evaluate."
Taking her cousin's gentle chide in stride, someone had to keep her humble after all. Tenelka fixed her gaze on the visual display, hardly daring to breathe as stars whirled past. Finally, the Sharmak's ion trail drifted into view, flickering and flashing as her sublight drives flamed out. By the time the entire stern appeared, the last engine had stopped, and the image showed only a trio of red-hot exhaust nozzles.